Prime Minister is doing his best to move on from last week's leadership crisis, declaring the age of bitterness has come to a close. Scott Morrison has spent the day in regional Queensland discussing drought policy. And while most politicians are reluctant to talk about last week's events, one has, not surprisingly, offered his opinions. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
PM, good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is wasting no time raising his profile in Queensland.
It's lovely to meet you. Thank you for all coming out today. Hi. What does it say? Work to excel. That's a good motto. I think I might pick that up.
It's the state Malcolm Turnbull detractors feared would lose the most Liberal votes at the next election, and Scott Morrison is already trying to turn that around. His first trip as Prime Minister was to Quilpie, a town in the southwest of outback Queensland, reaffirming his message that drought policy is his number one priority.
And we all need to work together. I said the other day that I want to have an even stronger Australia that is keeping Australians together. Governments and the Commonwealth Government have to stay together and work together to ensure that we can give the support that is necessary.
While that message was aimed at people impacted by the drought, the wording rings true for the Liberal Party, and Scott Morrison is doing his best to move on after last week's leadership crisis.
The age of bitterness has come to a close, and the age of working together and focusing on the future has come.
His attempt to unite the Liberal Party includes offering jobs to those who cause problems for Malcolm Turnbull.
Again, I don't want to dwell too much on last week. I think the important thing is to learn from last week and to make the most of those lessons.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been offered the role of Special Envoy for Indigenous Affairs, but he's yet to decide if he'll accept it. And at an event in Sydney, Mr. Abbott wasn't afraid to outline why Malcolm Turnbull lost the top job.
I reckon that the lessons from last week are: do not persevere in a policy which is causing massive divisions inside your own party room.
So you're talking about the ETS in 2009 and the NEG this time.
And do not light fuses under your own leadership with unnecessary spills.
But others aren't too keen to outline exactly why the leadership spill was necessary, including Steve Chobo, who resigned as Trade Minister so he could back calls for a party room meeting. He's now Minister for Defence Industry and spoke to Sky News, saying he only wanted to look ahead.
I don't think there's a lot of benefit in raking over the coals. I don't think Australians are that interested in raking over the coals. I think what they want to know is what's going to deliver them a stronger future.
Craig Laundie was the Minister for Small and Family Business and an avid Malcolm Turnbull supporter. Scott Morrison offered him a job on the front bench, but he declined, and the Liberal MP has today explained why. In a statement, he says last week took a massive toll emotionally and physically, and he wants to consider what his future holds. As to what the future holds for the Liberal Party, there's no doubt it will take some time for them to win back voters.
I think a lot of people are disappointed, yeah.
Just 1 hour from Canberra is the regional city of Goulburn. It sits in the electorate of Hume, which is held by Angus Taylor, who backed Peter Dutton in the leadership spill. Some of his voters are far from impressed with last week's events.
It's hard to tell whether they're actually there for us or not. I guess time will tell.
My main concern as a person is that I want to see action.
They look after themselves and things like that, but instead of looking after their country people.
And it appears others agree, with the latest news poll showing a horror result for the coalition. The two-party preferred now has Labor leading 56-44. Liberal MPs say they're not surprised by the figures given last week's events, but they expect it to improve. And Scott Morrison is remaining positive, but he sent a strong message to his colleagues not to repeat history.
It's been a pretty tumultuous time, and I think Australians would welcome the fact that period of time is over. And it should be over. Australians expect that of their parliament, and I'm pleased that that's the case.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison there, ending Stephanie Boris's report.